FM 90.3 WJTL, Jason Crapp, Tennessee, Christmas. Beth Luna helping out there. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday, 7:03.
It's time now to check in on the WJTL end of the year donation tracker. Our goal is to raise $448,231 by the end of the year to meet budget. So far, thanks to your generosity, we have received $158,206, which is 35% of our target. Your financial support is crucial in helping WJTL shine as a light in our community. And if you haven't yet made your contribution, we invite you to send your end of the year donation today to WJTL, 1875. Junction Road, Manheim, PA 17545, or donate online at WJTL.com. Thank you so much for believing in this radio ministry and for investing in the lives of listeners who are impacted every single day.
This morning, our very special guest, Dave Coryell, the CEO, Global Director of Christian Endeavor, and an author, and we're going to talk about his book in just a moment. Good morning to you, Dave.
Hey, great to be with you.
Yeah, welcome back to the studio. Always great to have you.
Yeah, thanks.
Anybody want to say hi to this morning?
Well, sure. Of course, I want to say hi to my family, my wife, Jen, and our kids, as well as all the folks at Christian Endeavor. We got a great team there, as well as some folks from Memorial Church down in Quarryville, as well as First Church in Ephrata. Just love all these folks.
And we want to talk about Christian Endeavor in a bit, but first, I love to talk about your brand new book. I love the cover. It's so inviting, and I love the title. Less Like Hippos, More Like Honeybees.
Yeah.
It's a great title, Dave.
Well, thanks.
I love that. Tell us about your book.
Sure. Well, you know, it's amazing how there are young people everywhere, and especially youth and young adults, and they are just desiring to do more for God, do more for Christ and the church, and yet they're attending youth groups, they're attending churches, and they're invited to come and sit and hear all kinds of good things, but not use the talents and gifts and abilities that they have. And so, Less Like Hippos, More Like Honeybees looks at this metaphor of a hippo comes out of the water and eats for 6 hours straight every day.
Wow.
Eating somewhere north of 80 pounds of vegetation, up to 110 pounds every day. And that's how we treat a lot of our, like, you know, you go to the average youth group and it's like, hey, we've got a chair for you. We want you to attend. Come and sit. And then it's an adult-run program where adults do everything. And the average young person is creating content every single day on their phones and in other ways. And they want to do things. It's believed that at least 70% of young people are planning to be some kind of entrepreneur and work for themselves.
Interesting.
And yet they attend youth groups where everything's done for them already.
Right.
Yeah, they go into the young adult group and go, hey, well, I guess it's great that I'm here. But they want to do so much more than that.
Right.
And so Less Like Hippos, More Like Honeybees says, let's shift. Let's make a transition from treating them like hippos, having our churches be hippo factories and our families for that matter, because also parents are snatching up this book as well. But let's shift to treating them like honeybees that are creative and they're collaborative and they're just contributing as opposed to just sitting in a chair.
What are some ways that we can help turn youth into honeybees apart from being hippos? What can we do to get them involved?
Yeah, so that's actually the second section of this book focuses on that, and it's about our investment in them, but then also recognizing there's three key ways that we help take young people and unleash them for impact. And that is, we need to be a champion for them. And I talk about that. We need to empower them. And just the concept of empower is something I sit on a group with 25 global youth men leaders. And we were sitting in Cairo and had a debate for like an hour and could not come to agreement in that room on what it means to empower young people.
Interesting.
And it's like, if these groups are not able to grab a hold of that and agree on this, then how are we supposed to do it? And so anyway, so the second area focuses on empower, and then the third is motivate. And for most of us, we might be really good at one or two of those areas, But the third area, we ignore it without even realizing we're ignoring it.
Right.
And so these chapters, they try to unpack that in a way that is practical, easy to pick up, and easy to implement. So each one of those chapters, it gives like three specific ideas of how we can live that out. So that's a little bit about that idea.
We're talking Dr. Dave Coryell, his book, Less Like Hippos, More Like Honeybees. It's pretty new, right? It's just recently come out.
Yeah, it just was dropped on Amazon in November.
Okay.
And so it's been out about 5 weeks right now.
So it's available online pretty much everywhere.
Yep, Amazon. And it's available in English. And also, if you know anyone out there in the Spanish-speaking community, it's available in Spanish as well.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah, in both ebook form as well as physical copy. And it's not out yet, but we're also working on an audiobook version of it.
Oh, I love that. Now, you have your own website as well for your books. Tell us that.
Well, I have my own book, my own website, davecoryell.com. Just if people want to connect with me, drop me a message. You know, I speak different places, that kind of thing.
And the book's available everywhere.
The book you can find, Amazon is the best place to go for that.
Very cool. We're going to talk more with Dave coming up. We'll find out what he's doing with Christian Endeavor and how this concept is being played out in real life as well. So stick around for that. Also, today we have opportunities for winning, right?
Plenty of opportunities.
Yeah. One's coming up very soon.